Good morning, church. It's wonderful to be a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Our first song, number 2, A Wonderful Savior, Jesus My Lord.
A wonderful Savior, Jesus my Lord.
Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord today. We come, dear Father, with heads bowed and humble hearts, approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to love us and look down upon us and care for us. We know, dear Father, that we your children are going through a sin-sick world, a world that has no care for anybody or anything. A world that studies war on a regular basis, and yet we, your children, are holding to the faith. We thank you, dear Father, for giving us the foresight to see the things that we should and ought to do to make heaven our home. We look out, dear Father, in this world, and we are doing our best to carry the gospel to this dying and present world, and we are doing a colossal job. So we pray that each Christian will give himself a vote of thanks for the things we're trying to do to spread the gospel. We know, dear Father, that there are churches much larger than us that has not undertaken this colossal task, but we, your children, with faith, courage, and love, have decided to do this job, and we're doing a wonderful job of it. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who assemble here under the sound of my voice. We pray that your choice blessings will rain down upon them, because they cared enough to come and see the Lord Jesus Christ. We also thank you, Father, for caring enough for us that you sent your very best. We know, dear Father, that we must do everything that's right and well-pleasing in your sight to make heaven our home. So help guide us on that path of righteousness so we can always be willing to follow the cause of Jesus Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, as we follow this path, and as we go, we will run into souls that have fallen by the wayside, those who have stumbled, and those who just don't have the courage to get up and keep on keeping on. Help us to reach down and take them by the hand, lift them up, and give them the courage and the mental fortitude to keep striving toward heaven to make heaven their home. We're also praying to Father as we, your children, travel through this world, that we would be that great beacon light of hope, that the world would look out and see and come and worship Jesus Christ and ask, what must I do to be saved? Once they come, help us to invite them in record numbers and take the time to teach them the word of God so all of us can make heaven our home. We're also praying to Father that we, your children, will continue to show the world what love is about. We know how Jesus Christ loved us when he died for us. Help us to show that kind of love throughout this world so men and women can see our light and glorify Jesus Christ, which is in heaven. We're also praying to Father that we go and travel as your children. Help us to always be willing to take the time to stop, to teach and preach the word of God, the things that are necessary to make heaven their home, and help us that once we teach them that they will come in record numbers and be part of a cause that is going to heaven. We're also praying to Father that as we do these things, that you will look down upon us and tell us, well done. We're also praying to Father that you will send more preachers into this world, more laborers into the field. See, the harvest is white, and yet the laborers are few. And when Jesus Christ asks, who will go, help us to stand firm on the word of God and say, dear Lord, please send me, here am I. And once we go, help us to always march forward, heading toward heaven to make heaven our home. We're also praying, dear Father, that all of our sick and our shut in will receive their blessings from you. We're praying, dear Father, that they will take your word and hide it in their hearts so they won't stop and sin against God. We're also praying for those who fall by the wayside, those who have no courage to continue on. Give them courage, give them strength, and give them love. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who preach before us every Lord's Day, those who declare your word, those who stand firm on the word of God, those who fight Satan on a daily basis. Help us to join that army and continue to fight for the things that are right, the things that are well-pleasing in your sight. We're also praying, dear Father, that our preacher brothers will continue to preach, will continue to stand firm on the word of God, and will continue to spread the word of God so Satan can be stamped out on every corner of this earth. We're asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us, love us and accept us, and take us into your fold. For only by doing this can we, your children, be assured that heaven will be our home. And if we do all of these things, please love us and care for us, and give us a mention in an up and better kingdom. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Jesus said of the Lord's Supper, as often as you do this in my memory. Let's sing number 445, Rock of Ages.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Let the wine and the blood
from thy rim and side which flow be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power, not the labor of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou art. Was me saved.